Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone or any other devices, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, and this gloomy but very warm Sabbath. I hope and pray that your weather is great in your neck of the woods. This is our lesson 313, our part 2 review of chapter 67, entitled Woes on the Pharisees, Part 3, on this Sabbath, September 26, 2020. Our Tiny Tot song is the song that we had from last week, and we hope and pray that the family will be able to join on the singing. It's entitled Whisper a Prayer in the Morning, and if anyone of the dear family would like to try, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
One, two, say Sabbath blessings, everyone. Okay, nice and loud. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the to keep your heart in tune. Why? God answers prayers in the morning. God answers prayers at noon. God answers prayers in the evening. So keep your heart in tune. Why? Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at noon. Jesus may come in the evening. So keep your heart
into. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Edwards family, Emma and Haley, this Sister Cece. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their mommy or daddy or siblings, would like to have open prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Okay, Emma, do you want to say a prayer first?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you, God.
Thank you
for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through the night. Mm-hmm. May you please give us a good day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through the day. May you please give us a blessed Sabbath. May you send your heavenly angels to encamp about our dwellings wherever we may be. And may you bless our hearts and our minds, dear Father, that we may learn wondrous things out of thy law. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. We'll gather all the little precious little ones, and this is the section that we will allow our dear Brother Graves to narrate our review for story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time, and this is the 26th of September. My, my, the year is almost gone. And our story is about Christ has delivered or saved us from eternal death. Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us, 2 Corinthians 1:10. That means he has rescued us from a terrible death, and he will rescue us in the future. We're confident that he will continue to rescue us. Our Savior came to this world to endure or bear in human nature all the temptations wherewith man is beset. or that we have to bear. He was tempted to do all the things that we're tempted to do, but he said no. In his life, he measured the power of the wily foe, that is the devil, to deceive, to allure or attract, and to destroy. Do things of this world allure or attract you? The circus, the movies, things you shouldn't eat? Say no to them. As the Redeemer of the race, he warns humanity against seeking after those things that will lead away from the narrow path. He has cast up or made a glorious or beautiful highway for those who are traveling toward the heavenly mansions that he has gone to prepare for all who will prepare themselves to become members of the royal family. With his life, Christ has purchased every human being. He has bought us like slaves used to be bought and sold. He died a cruel death, or a very painful death, to save human beings from eternal death, which is worse than the death that we will experience if he doesn't come soon. He gave his sinless life to obtain for the sinner a life that measures with the life of God. That means we will live a very long time. Through his death, he provided a way whereby man may break with Satan or stop sinning, return to his allegiance or loyalty to God through faith in the Redeemer, that's Jesus, and obtain pardon or forgiveness. He who has all power in heaven and earth will restore every repenting, believing soul. If we believe and obey Jesus, he will save us. To as many as receive him, he gives power to become the sons of God. He has a deep interest in every soul. That means he really cares for you and me. For he paid the price for his own life that no one should be eternally lost. If you bought something, wouldn't you care about it? Especially if you paid a lot of money for it or a big price. Well, Jesus paid a big price and he loves us. Christ's servants, that's us, can and should be able to meet and overcome every temptation. They should say, I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. By the infinite or great sacrifice Christ has made for me, he has put it out of my power to give him more than he demands. God doesn't ask us to do more than we can. All is his. He has purchased me, body, soul, and spirit. He calls for all my time, all my capabilities. Our capabilities are what we can do. We can't fly, so he doesn't expect us to fly. Those who receive him and believe in him become the spiritual children of God. They are adopted into the royal family. An adopted child is someone else's child that mama and daddy take care of as their own. And as they seek to do the will of God, they become conformed to his image, or they become like him. Don't you want to do that? Sons and Daughters of God, page 230. He has rescued us from a terrible death, and he will rescue us in the future. We are confident that he will continue to rescue us. The Apostle Paul put it that way, the Apostle Paul put it in hard language to understand, but that what I told you is the way we should understand it. Oh, and I forgot again. See, I'll look in the chat and see if there's any questions that might have come up. No questions, no answers. Oh my. Okay. Thank you for listening. Back to Rose.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Our opening hymn to our theme is entitled Wonderful Word of Life. It's number 286. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to join in singing the hymn, you can unmute your mic to do so. Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Christ the Blessed One gives to us wonderful words of life. Sinner lifts to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven, beautiful words. Wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life.
Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones or mommies or daddies, so even the elder children, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Please, if we could all kneel and bow our heads. Come before our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for loving us, for guiding and protecting us. Thank you for being merciful throughout everything that is happening around us. Help us not to despair, but to keep looking up to you and to know where you have brought us from. Please be with us as we are about to partake of your heavenly food. May we be nourished, dear Father God, and in part nourish others, dear Father. May we continue to lift you up in all things so you may be glorified and honored while serving you and serving others, dear Father. Please forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Please be with all the inhabitants that are in the room, those that are in their specified places around the world, dear Father. May you send your heavenly angels to encamp about them. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted, those that are here that are dealing with any type of maladies, and those that are not here. We lift up their prayers as unspoken prayers, asking Lord for the Lord for his divine protection and guidance in their life and in their matters. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken with the scripture song, Memory Song of the verse, Micah chapter 6 verse 8 from the King James Version. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of thee. But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your comments or anything you would like to share with the Dear Remnant family, we are going to take a few minutes to read what our study was from last week, from our part 3, War on the Pharisees, in our book, First Dial Pages. If anyone of the Dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Third Ages, page 614. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, said Jesus, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. By perverting the scriptures, the priests and lawyers blinded the mind of those who would otherwise have received the knowledge of Christ's kingdom and that inward divine life, which is essential to true holiness. Desire of Ages, page 614, paragraph 1.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Okay, continuing the reading. Desire of Ages, page 61.
No, 600. It's a typo, sorry.
Okay, sorry. Desire of Ages, what is the page?
Page 61.
Okay.
No. 614.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Sorry. Desire of Ages, page 614. Warn to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour windows, houses, and for pretense make long prayers. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. The scribe had great influence with the people. The Pharisees had great influence with the people, and of this they took advantage to serve their own interests. They gained the confidence of pious widows. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 614. And then represent it as a duty for them to devote their prosperity.
Propriety.
To the religion purpose. Having secure control of their money, they really scheme, use it for their own benefit. To cover their dishonesty, they offer long prayer in public and made a great show of piety. This hypocrisy, Christ declared, will bring them the greater damnation. Take it over to someone else.
Continuing, the same rebuke falls upon many in our day who make a high profession of piety. Their lives are stained by selfishness and avarice, yet they throw over it all a garment of seeming purity, and thus for a time deceive their fellow men. But they cannot deceive God. He reads every purpose of the heart and will judge every man according to his deeds. Desire of Ages, page 614, paragraph 2.
Christ unsparingly condemned abuses, but he was careful not to lessen obligation. He rebuked the selfishness that extorted and misapplied the widow's gifts. At the same time, he commended the widow who brought her offering for God's treasury. Man's abuse of the gift could not turn God's blessing from the giver. Desire of Ages, page 614, paragraph 3.
We are in page 614. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, you may unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 214. Mm-hmm. Jesus was in the court where...
Mm-hmm.
where were the treasure chests, and he robbed those who came to deposit their gifts. Many of the rich brought large sums, which they presented with great ostentation. Jesus looked upon them sadly, but made no comment on their liberal offerings. Presently, his countenance lighted as he saw a poor widow approach hesitatingly, as though fearful of being observed. As the rich and haughty swept by to deposit their offerings, continue the next slide, she shrank back as if hardly daring to venture farther, and yet she longed to do something, little though it might be for the cause she loved. She looked at the gift in her hand. It was very small in comparison with the gifts of those around her, yet it was hers, it was her all. Yet it was her all. Watching her opportunity, she hurried through in her two mites and turned to hasten away. But in doing this, she caught the eye of Jesus, which was fastened earnestly upon her.
Amen. Desire Ages, page 614, paragraph 4. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Savior called his disciples to him and bade them mark the widow's poverty. Look at that poor widow over there. Then his words of commendation fell upon her ear. Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. Tears of joy filled her eyes, and she felt that her act was understood and appreciated. Next slide, please. Many would have advised her to keep her pittance or her small amount of money for her own use. Given into the hands of the well-fed priests, it would be lost sight of among the many costly gifts brought to the treasury. But Jesus understood her motive. She believed the service of the temple to be God's appointed, of God's appointment, and she was anxious to do her utmost to sustain it. Next slide, please. She did what she could. And her act was to be a monument. That is something that's put up to help one remember something. It was to be a monument to her memory through all time. And her joy in eternity. Her heart went with her gift. Its value was estimated not by the worth of the coin, but by the love of God, love to God, and the interest in his work that had prompted her deed. Desire of Ages 615.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us consider 1 Peter chapter 3:15 from the King James Bible so we can continue on our review. Most sanctified, O Lord God, in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So, dear ones, may you have your worksheet ready and handy. What have we learned in ways we have grown? Our question that was reserved from last week. The first question, if any one of the dear brothers and sisters that would like to answer the first one, who is the main character or characters? If you know the answer to the question, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
One of the new main characters in the story, in this section of the story, is the widow. And I'll share with others as well who would like to participate to share any other of the main characters.
It was also Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees too.
Amen. Anybody else would like to be able to add? If not, we're going to follow to the second question. What is the main idea for this section of our story? If you know the answer, dear ones, unmute your mic. share it with us by God's grace.
God accepts the little bit that we can give him, even if it hurts us.
Is there any one of the dear brethren would like to add? I would like to just add how the Lord can be able to know what's going on in each person's heart. The world might see it one way, but God sees what is in the heart. So that is something that we may remember in the main idea, that the Lord sees all things and the purpose behind it as well. Is there anybody else that would like to add into the main idea? May you unmute your mic.
Always humbly give to God and just have God in your mind when you give.
Amen. We're going to follow with the third question. Where did the story take place?
In the court of the temple.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Our fourth question, when did the story begin?
After Christ rebuked the Pharisees.
Is there any other brothers or sisters or little ones that would like to add to that question? May you unmute your mic. We are following to the fifth question. How could you relate to the story?
The widow was willing to offer her gifts, even though it was of little cost, by anyone's perspective, to God. And hearing how that happened, and she was willing to give everything that she had to God as an offering. We should give of the. Some of the things that we like, but choose God first and even give our best gifts with our faith, love, and trust in Him. That's more the cost of anything, including money.
Does any one of the dear brethren would like to add? What is so beautiful about it is that her trust in God and the faith she had in Him was greater than anything that was happening around her. She was concentrating more on how to be able to help the cause of God. Sometimes we may not have, but if we know that the Lord will always take care of us, when you put God first, then like the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the purpose that she has in her heart, she knew that if she give her all to God, the Lord would not forget her. Even though she was a widow and being poor, the Lord would take care of her, according to 1 Peter chapter 5:7. That is our promise. That's how I can relate to the story. Is there any other brothers and sisters that would like to add to the question? I mean, to the answer? If not, we are going to go to number 6. What did you learn from the lesson? And please, you can be able to put it in your own word. You could write it in the room, and we will relate it to the ones that cannot see in the room. Those that are listening on the phone or in any other device. If you have the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
I've learned, have learned and is still learning, that it's better to fear the Lord than to fear man, because God is no respecter of persons. Here in the story, we see that there is none greater than the other. The small gift was of more value than what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing. So once we do everything with our heart to the glory and honor of the Lord, then we have no fear, because it is for him and not for anyone else.
Our gifts are just an indication of our love for our Lord and for the sacrifice he made for us, and our desire to share that information with others.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family, for participating. And always remember that even though man may not identify or can be able to see the purpose of what you do for him, his eyes is upon all of us, and he can understand what we are going through, and he appreciates all the little things that we do. What is behind it is the love that we have for him, and the gratefulness and the appreciation of all that he has done, which we could never repay. But it's very good to be able to show what it is that the Lord has given, not only in deeds of paying money, but also by helping other people as well, is another way to do so. Well, dear ones, we have found another poem, and this one is entitled Example of Early Piety. And this was taken from the Family Bible Lesson, Year 2. Quarter 3, Lesson 5, page 125, from the Children Activity Book from Sunlight Education Ministry. If any one of the dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
What blessed examples do I find written in the Word of Truth of children that began to mind religion in their youth?
Jesus, who reigns above the sky and keeps the world in awe, was once a child as young as I and kept his father's law.
At 12 years old, he talked with me, the Jews all wondering stand, if he obeyed his mother then and came at her command.
Children, a sweet Hosanna sung, and blessed their Savior's name. They gave him honor with their tongue, while scribes and priests blasphemed.
Samuel the child was weaned and brought to wait upon the Lord. Young Timothy times was thought to know his holy word. Amen.
Then why shall I so long delay what others learn so soon? I would not pass another day without this word be gone. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. Well, dear ones, if you have a testimony or anything that you would like to share with family, you can be able to do so now by unmuting your mic, dear ones.
I want to share a song. I washed my hands this morning so very clean and bright. I gave them back to Jesus to work for him till night. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do.
That is beautiful, dear sister. Thank you so much for sharing. And with that beautiful song, I have a little testimony. Last night while we was on our knees, there was an alert, an amber alert but this particular one just kept ringing so often. Mm-hmm. We have never heard it so often. And when we realized what happened, two different sets of family, their children was adopted. Yeah. The first one was a little girl, 7 years old, and then there was another family that they have taken her three children. As we went down on our knees and began to pray, asking the Lord to please, by His grace, not only convict the individuals that had done the act, but bring those children safely home. For if anything will happen to them, they will never get to hear the gospel and their soul will be in peril. So we pray and we ask. And at that very moment, I asked the Lord, please, Lord, have mercy. If that Senator Centennial, an angel that can be able to allow these children to be brought home. And the beautiful thing about it, all of them are safe, praise God. The little girl was found and she was okay, and also the other three children. That is the testimony with that beautiful song along. Thank you so much, dear Maria. Our closing hymn is entitled All in Spanish.
Sing the Manova again,
O cantalame las otra vez. Mm-hmm. And our dear family, that I family, will be able to close with the hymn.
Oh, cantadme las otra vez, bellas palabras de vida. Hallo en ellas mi gozo y luz, bellas palabras de vida. Sí, de luz y vida son sostén y guía. Qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Jesucristo a todos da bellas palabras de vida. Hoy escúchalas, pecador, bellas palabras de vida. Bondadoso te salva y al cielo te llama. Qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Grato el cántico sonará, bellas palabras de vida. Tus pecados perdonará, bellas palabras de vida. Sí, de luz y vida son sostén y guía. Qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Qué bellas son, bellas palabras de vida. Amén.
Amén. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. So next week, we will continue with part four of our lesson entitled Woes on the Pharisees in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we all can bow our heads and our hearts as we come before the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this blessed Sabbath day where you can be able to gather all of us from all different corners of the world, that we can be in heavenly places with thee. May you bless each family and each home, especially the little ones. Help us, dear Lord, that we may be able to take the moment and sit with them, that they may be able to hear their thoughts and everything that is happening in their heart, especially in these days, that the word of God and the counsel of the spirit of prophecy and what you will place in our heart to share with our children, to let them know not to fear, for the Lord is always there in every situation. May you also, Lord Jesus, with the lesson that we have learned, may you provide for all of the family that are going through hardship. We know that you will always help us to meet each situation, Father Jesus, to your honor and glory. We are thankful, we are grateful, for you are the same God, Father Jesus, today, tomorrow, and forever. Help us that we may raise, Father Jesus, our children, that they may have someone above anyone else, that wherever they may be, that Jesus is always watching over them, and they will always have the companionship of angels. Father, I pray that you may be able to be with each one. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming, dear Lord. Forgive us for our unchristlike spirit. We plead the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We plead, dear Lord, that these words that we learn every day, that you will bring it home to our hearts, that you may grant us power, that we may put it into practical use. May you continue to be with us during this whole Sabbath, Father Jesus. And may you allow the Holy Spirit to sit with us and to open our hearts and our minds and our understanding, that we may carry this forth for this week that is coming, Father Jesus, for whenever it is that we're going to need it, in season and out of season. Bless each and everyone, especially our speaker, our dear elder, that he may continue on with the service, Father. May you bless all of those that are here, especially those that may be under the weather, Father, and those that are in remote places. They may not have a way to be able to come in, but please be with them, Father Jesus, is my prayer. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen.
So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to begin a new part. This is part 4 of our lesson 314, chapter 67, entitled War on the Pharisees. And that will be held October 3rd, 2020. May God bless each and every one of you, dear ones. And as we always leave with Galatians 6:10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless everyone.